what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Hi, well, for breakfast this morning I had chia seeds and milk and bananas and granola.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm guessing that worked. Quite professional, I tested. But for the purpose of time, could you tell us more about the stories about who's your hero?
Sure, okay. Well, Sharon is on a fixed income. She lives in a neighborhood that's been identified as a food desert. She does most of her shopping at a local corner store and struggles to make ends meet week to week.
Okay, then. So what caused Sharon to come to you and try and change things?
A new service is called Food Watch that takes people from their front door to anywhere they want to go in the eastern part of town. The service is free for people who have concessionary accounts. Sharon heard about the service and wanted to find out about it.
What is the main challenge that Sharon has?
Sharon must use this new service to do shopping in a more affordable supermarket. But unfortunately, the booking system for this service is on the X. So she doesn't have the confidence or the digital skills to use the booking system and take it
from the So have you done anything, or have there been anything put in place to help her overcome those challenges?
Yeah, the Students for Business project is launching a face-to-face app training program that Sharon is taking part in. She has learned how to use the app to book a service and get her first trip on her own.
Great. So can I ask Sharon a little bit about
Sharon found out about it through the community association, where she saw the high school. Sharon can now do her weekly shop at Aldi, where she can get healthier food, much cheaper, and she's able to save a few pounds.
Great. And is there anything,
Thank you
very much.